On the footpath, out the front of Oxford Arts, stinging for a stiff drink in the short bars. Junkies and cop cars rushing past, and I'm thinking there could be a bit of mischief on the cars. It was a Friday night and the treble was clanging, and the hipsters was hanging and the ladies was banging. So me and the fellas are looking for companions, in the corner chatting to these chicks trying to make it happen. And as far as I can tell, it's all going swell, vibing out, just hanging with my mademoiselle. But I wasn't planning on that, every man for himself, when my boys step in and start chatting as well. I figure it's game over, that stiff competition. See, my man's got away with women, self-fashioned Casanova. The other has a lady at home, but he's still on a mission to fill his quota. And sure enough, next thing you know, they're both pairing up, and I'm back at square one, thinking, fuck it, I'm done. So I catch a cab home down Parramatta Road, listen to the cabbie chatter on his phone, breath fogging up the glass, city lights rushing past. Damn, I should have seen it coming from the start.
Now this guy's been his last, and good girls move too fast.
Back in the day I made a song, I can't escape the guy. A strange response and either played a lot or hated on. Got asked a lot which cafe the song was based upon. And did you date it all? Whatever happened to the waitress from it? Don't get me wrong, I'm about as nice as the bacon was, but fuck it, play along and humor me as I rewind in 2008 in Teleport, staring at the salad folks. She served me with the coffee that I drank in North Carlton half for the reason that I was stuck with that piece of shit cup of coffee, which she was lovely and made it for me. The other half for the reason I was so comfortable eating there, I was starved, it was cheap, and I was so crazy poor. I never asked for a name cause I was so shy once I'd written a rhyme about her, in case she thought I was crazy or maybe she'd hate it. So I debated for ages and stayed away while I made up my mind and ate at a sandwich store. One day I thought, fuck it, I'll play it for her. She'll probably love it and throw her apron off on the tabletop or some fucking fairy tale in the making. So later on, I went back to that cafe holding the waitress song. I walked up to the counter, smiled and waited for her. And I found out that she was fired the day before. Got it.
On a planet, and you manage to make others matter as much as a mannequin. It's more than magic, more than just a magician fishing another fucking rabbit out of his hat again. And you were angelic as Marilyn, and you were sweet, searching for Jimmy Dean, and I wasn't even rapping then. Granted that I was barely even a man, a little like Billy Madison. Nah, fuck it, I ain't having it. Fuck up, who you lying to? If she called inviting, you'd be like a spider biting you. Dude, you'd be dropping everything. But evidently in the friend zone, rather share a bento box and play Nintendo than ever have you enter in a bedroom. On death row, heading home alone, while the cabbie stopped for petrol, I was hanging off my phone on some bullshit.
Now you're sitting in the back of your car, thinking that you're gone too far, chasing for callers at the bar. Type of beat ain't on car. You ain't gotta look so hard, but you'll never know. No, you'll never know. Nice guys finish last.